Kearney girls seventh place game underway, tipped by McKinney. Chillicothe's Madison Williams goes to the hole, lays it up and in just that quick. That took 6 seconds for Chillicothe to score, and that is an encouraging sign. Madison Williams with the two-point bucket. Kearney breaks the Chillicothe press. McQueen tries to go cross-court. One of those risky cross-court passes intercepted by Williams. Here comes Williams over to Gilliland, left wing, back up top to Williams. 2-3 zone set up by Kearney JV. Barnett right wing, up top to Graves. Feed inside to Barnett. She draws a crowd, hauls in a loose basketball. Pivot, shoots. McKinney with the rebound. And Maggie Graves just inside the arc from the right wing. Didn't get it to fall. Two shots, no points. Still 2-0 Chillicothe. We've played 50 seconds. Up top, Morgan Holloway. Goes over right wing to Knox. Jordan Knox up top. Three-pointer. Paige Weekly off the rim. Aaron Gilliland in position for the rebound. And here comes Chillicothe. Gilliland's going to go coast to coast. Lay it up and in. Aaron Gilliland got the rebound. Went coast to coast. And Chillicothe leads it by a 4-0 count. A minute 10 into the ball game. Howard working against a full court press. And Kearney coach takes a timeout to tell him how to break a press. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KCHI. So Kearney coach took a timeout, do a little instructing. I like seeing that out of coaches. When you're struggling, help them out. That's how they learn. Chillicothe still applying pressure. Backcourt, Morgan Holloway. Sideline to McQueen, back to Holloway. Still well backcourt, close to a 10-second call. Something's going to have to happen here. They feed to Howard. Howard gets it across to Weekly, just across the timeline. They set up the half-court game. Tried to feed Holloway, who is cutting inside. Loose basketball, controlled now by Weekly. Weekly, left wing tray. She likes to shoot the three. She's 0 for 2 so far. Gilliland, the rebound, flips it down court to Williams. Up top, Gilliland. Fastball movement over to Barnett. Nicely done. Inside to Graves. She draws a crowd. Flips it back out to Barnett. Turns down a three-point opportunity again into Graves. Graves goes to work. Pivot, shoots, drops it in from six away on the right baseline. Maggie Graves with a nice pivot and shot. McQueen crossed the timeline. No, shy of the timeline. Backcourt to Lexi Howard, the 5'4 sophomore. Howard has her pocket picked by Gilliland. Down court to Williams. Madison pivots, shoots. Oh, no, said double dribble. Said the double dribble. She had problems controlling the pass and had to get it and then wanted to pivot around the defender and obviously didn't quite work out how she had hoped. A little bit of a feedback in the PA system here, it sounds like. Chillicothe leads at 6-0. 5:41 left to play first quarter. Kearney JV, Weekly up top, three ball. That's her third. She's 0 for 3. Luckily, this isn't baseball. Gilliland the rebound, in position over right side. Barnett puts it up and in. A quick J for Barnett. I like what I'm seeing. We're getting a lot more girls in the shooting. 2 points each by four different Lady Hornets. I like that. Spread the workload around a little bit. Chance to work on some things here as well for Chillicothe. Holloway, top of the key to Elizabeth McQueen. Right side to Howard. Howard on the right wing. Good defense by Chillicothe. Gilliland almost stole it from Jordan Knox, but couldn't quite haul it in before she ran out of room. More players. Five fresh players set to check in for Kearney. Right wing, Jordan Knox, working against Gilliland. Up top to Maddie Payne. Now up top to Weekly, likes to shoot the trace. Kearney has not gotten a deuce off just yet. That'll be a reach-in foul, I believe, on Maggie Graves. Graves with the first foul, and I figured out the feedback problem. That's my fault. Sorry about that. Lexi Snyder checks in for Madison Williams and Maddie Payne, Gloria Hanrahan, Darian Davis, Carrie Harris, and Mackenzie Pfeiffer check in. That's two juniors and three sophomores, 5'9", 5'8", 5'7", 5'5", and 5'2". Three-pointer for Maddie Payne doesn't connect, and that's why the Kearney varsity girls are so good at three-point shooting is because they're born and raised in three-point shooting land. Chillicothe brings it down court. They get it into Lexi Snyder. Cross court to Gilliland. Just over Gilliland's hand and out of bounds. A little bit too high for Gilliland, Aaron Gilliland. Gilliland, Barnett, Williams, and Graves all have 2 points each. It's 8-0 midway through the first quarter. Haley Jones set to check in. Right wing, Carrie Harris. Up top to Hanrahan. Around the horn we go. Feed inside, and oh, that one didn't fall for Darian Davis. It was a two-point. Did a nice job posting up. Just couldn't quite get it to fall. Chillicothe brings it down court, tipped out of bounds by Carney, and Jones will check in for McKitty. So Snyder and Jones are both in the game right now off the bench. Lexi Snyder gets it in. Low post to Gilliland, or to Maggie Graves, and Graves, a turnaround jumper. Easy one for her. And it's a 10-0 lead for Chillicothe. 3:29 left to play in the first quarter. Maddie Payne, the 5'5 sophomore, was working it between the circles, and a little hand check foul by Mackenzie Barnett. Barnett with her first, second team foul. Inbounding on the sidelines, Hanrahan, the 5'7 sophomore, gets it into the midcourt stripe to Payne. Payne working against Barnett. Bounce pass right side to Pfeiffer. Her pass stolen by Barnett. Barnett looking good on defense that possession. Up top, Gilliland sees the top of the key. Three ball off the back of the rim. No good. Snyder the rebound. Pumps it back out to Gilliland. Left wing to Barnett. That one doesn't fall. And Jones will shoot two now after she was fouled in the act of shooting. So a couple of chances. No points yet out of this possession. Chillicothe does lead it 10-0, and we just lost the scoreboard. Just lost the scoreboard on one end. There, now it's back 11-0. I missed who the foul was on as five fresh players. The original five check back in for Kearney. So Haley Jones has her first point of the game. Second one off the front of the rim, rebounded by Gloria Hanrahan. And Jones plucks the apple out of the air underneath the Kearney bucket. Gilliland sends it down court. That pass intercepted. And a driving layup. Count it. Lexi Howard has the first points for Kearney with 2:40 left to play. And it's a 9-point lead, 11-2. Right side, Graves up top now. To Gilliland, hands it to Snyder. Lexi puts it on the floor twice. Goes back over to Gilliland. Up top to Barnett, looking over the floor. Feed to the high post, Graves kicks it out to Gilliland. Baseline right, 12 away. Aaron Gilliland for two. Nice to see Gilliland shoot more. Always knew she could shoot and had a good shot. Just hasn't had quite the opportunities at times. And nice to see a little four first quarter points for Aaron Gilliland. 13-2, back up to an 11-point lead. Three-pointer off the back of the rim. Weekly keeps practicing, so far not rewarded. Barnett brings it across the timeline. Snyder on the left wing, double-teamed off the zone defense. Over right side to Gilliland. Up top to Barnett. Back over to Gilliland. Feet inside to Jones. She's double-teamed, a little bit too far towards the baseline, a little bit behind the backboard. Tried to make something happen. And here comes the Kearney Junior Varsity. Chillicothe leading 13-2, a minute 23 left to play. Pass stolen by Gilliland. And Gilliland lost the ball as she was trying to split the defenders. So back down court to McQueen. Underneath, doesn't get it to fall for Morgan Holloway, the 5'8 freshman. Gilliland across the timeline now, right-handed dribble. Goes over to Snyder on the right wing. Lexi looks it over. Loose basketball. Chillicothe still fighting for it, but I think Holloway's finally going to pick it up back court after an errant pass. And a Chillicothe turnover. Under a minute to play. Howard accelerates across the timeline. Right-handed dribble. Leaves it to Jordan Knox. Knox back over to Howard. Howard from three off the front of the rim, and Graves with a rebound. Gilliland will cross the center stripe with 26 seconds left. Works the right-handed dribble over right wing to Snyder. Lexi Snyder on the floor once, then back up top. Maggie Graves over to Gilliland. They like trying to pick on Gilliland, but don't let her size fool you. She's a tough customer. You're not going to get a lot of turnovers off of Aaron Gilliland. Posting up, first one for Jones doesn't fall, and Maggie Graves finishes it off. Graves with the rebound and the stick back. And heading into the second quarter, Chillicothe, a nice lead, 15-2 over the Kearney JV team. We're back after this on KCHI.